الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إخوتي في الله، فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، إخوتي في الله، عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن في الجنة 100 درجة، إن في الجنة 100 درجة، ما بين درجتين كما بين السماء والأرض. فإذا سألتم الله فاسألوه الفردوس الأعلى، فإنه أوسط الجنة وأعلى الجنة وفوقه عرش الرحمن، ومنه تتفجر أنهار الجنة. رواه البخاري، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My brothers in Islam, أبا هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hadith. This hadith that shows the status of a mu'min and the mentality of a mu'min, how we should think and what should we aim for. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed inna fil jannah, in paradise, there are 100 different degrees and levels and ranks. 100 darajah. We will not gonna be all the same. We will not all be on the same level of Jannah. But some of us will go to different levels in paradise. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the difference between one rung to another is like the difference between the heaven and the earth. Is that high? Is that far? And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ, if you ask Allah for paradise, should we ask? And what type of Jannah should we ask, Ya Rasulullah? He said, ask for al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ask for the Firdaus, the Most High. Don't just say, I want to be in paradise. Don't just say, I want to go to Jannah. But you have to aim high. Don't settle with any Jannah. No, go to Jannah where the Messenger of Allah is going to be. اعمل لدار البقاء الرحمن اعمل لدار البقاء الرحمن بانيها اعمل لدار البقاء. Allah is the one who created. Allah is the one who created the hereafter is designed, is created by Allah. اعمل لدار البقاء الرحمن ناشيها ارض لها ذهب والمسك طينتها. And to the level to the point that the mu'min, when he is imagining paradise, he should imagine the levels, the lifestyle, the things that he can get, the things that he can receive. Then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّهُ أَوْسَطُ الْجَنَّةِ. The way that he can imagine Al-Firdaus is right in the middle. And is located at the highest point in Jannah. And the roof of Al-Firdaus Al-A'la is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all rivers gush and springs from Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. So your Jannah, the one that you should ask, is the source of all pleasure in Akhirah. What is the purpose of the hadith? The purpose of the hadith is, Ya Ikhwati Fillah, that you as a Muslim, you always should aim high. Never settle with second. Never be content with the second place. Never say, I'm satisfied being a Muslim, a mu'min, a muhsin. But you always should say, I want to be first. Always. And look, Ya Ikhwati Fillah. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, at the time of his death, he said, Inna li nafsun tawwaq. He said, I have a nafs. I have a soul that always aims high. Every time that I achieve something, I aim for something higher than what I achieved. As a young man, as soon as you finish your school, you want to finish, you do your master's. When you do your master's, you want to do your PhD. When you finish your PhD, you want to get the best job. When you get that, you want to be better than the rest. You want to be first in the saf. Yawm al-Jum'ah, you don't want to be sitting in the back. You want to be sitting in the front. When the halaqah comes, you should be sitting first, not last. When the Qur'an is being recited, you should be the first one to pick the Qur'an up. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz say, every time I achieve something, I want something better than this. He said, I desire to marry the daughter of the ruler, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatima bint Abdul Malik. So I married her. And then I said to myself, I want to be a governor of the city of Medina. So I achieved that. And then I said to myself, I want to be Amir al-Mu'mineen. So I achieved that. Now I'm saying, I want to be from the people of Jannah. And inshallah, I will achieve that. All is all about aiming high. If you look at the time of the life of the Messenger of Allah, he told us, in Akhirah, There's one place that is designed, fashioned, prepared for one person. So every time you heard the adhan, every time you heard the adhan, repeat after the adhan. And after the adhan, said Allahumma atihi al-wasilata wal-fadila wab'athu al-maqama mahmud al-ladhi wa'at. Ask Allah to give me that place in Jannah that is only for one person. He did not say, give it to our father Adam. He did not say, let Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam have it. He did not say, let Musa, Kalimullah, the one who spoke to Allah directly, be in that position. But he said, oh my ummah, ask Allah to give me that status. Now you and I, as Muslims, why would we aim for anything less than perfect or perfection? Why would we aim for something simple? When your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who is saying, I want to be the only person who can achieve this on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Is this only for Rasulullah? La wallah. Listen to Musa alayhi salam. Musa, Allah said, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَّفْسِي. I have created you for myself. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. And you can be under my watch. وَأَلْقَيْتَ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And I bestow upon you love for me. Allah gave him all that status. And he's the one who spoke to Allah directly. And when the time came, what did he ask Allah? Did he say, I'm satisfied to wait until I see you in Akhirah? But he said, no. Ya Allah, allow me to see you. Let me see you. Everything else, I got it. You speak to me. You made me your messenger. I'm the only one who ever spoke to you directly. But he said, no, I want higher than that. I want to see you with my naked eye. See, a mu'min, this is what it should be. Even at the time of kinship or kingdom, look what Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, his father, Dawood alayhi salam, he became a ruler, and the son became the king. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not say, my father was a king, and I am a king. We are from a royal family. We all should all be okay. But he said, no, Ya Allah. No. قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Oh my Lord, forgive me. وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِي أَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. And give me, so upon me, kingdom, authority that was never given to anyone before myself, and no one after me would ever have it. He wanted to be unique. He wanted to be the one that will always be remembered. Always, as a mu'min, as a Muslim, aim high. Never, ever say, I'm content with what I am. Never say, I have 5 jobs and this is enough for me. Never say, I have 1 business and this is enough for me. Never say, I only pray my sunan and my nawafil and my namaz. This is enough for me. Never. But you always go to second level, higher level. Aim high. Expect more from yourself. The only restriction that you have is you. The only enemy that you have that's holding you back is you. No one else. No one else. And let us see what the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this. And how they approach the situation. And this will be the second khutbah. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, let us see how the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companion of the Messenger of Allah, let us see how they approached the situation being the students of the Messenger of Allah, being the people who learned under the Messenger of Allah. Listen to this Sahabi, Rabi'a bin Ka'b al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu. Wal hadith sahih, authentic hadith. He said, I used to serve the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was his servant. I used to bring water for wudu. I used to carry his shoe. I used to serve him in any way that I can. And then the Messenger of Allah, being the generous man that we all know, he always wanted to reward those who served him or did any favor for him. So he said, Ya Rabi'ah, O Rabi'ah, sal, ask. Ask something that I can give you back. I can repay you for the service that you just provided for me. Ask something in return. Now look at this Sahabi, ya ikhwati fillah. He did not look into the worldly life. He did not say, O Messenger of Allah, appoint me as a governor of the city of Medina in your absence. O the Messenger of Allah, appoint me the keeper of the Bayt al-Mal, Islamic Bank. O Messenger of Allah, let me be the governor of the city of Mecca. But he surprised him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by saying, أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة. I want to be your companions in Jannah. I want to be a companion in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah. I don't want to go anywhere else. I don't want to be the companion of the other Sahaba. I want to be your companion. You, no one else. You. The Messenger of Allah said, Awa ghayr dhalik. Is there anything else? Anything else? قَالَ هُوَ ذَاكْ. This is what I want. Now subhanAllah, look how intelligent that Sahabi was. He could have said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me for Allah to make me the most wealthiest man. But he said, no. This dunya is going to vanish. It's not going to last long. I want to be with you. Now, how many of us we come up with similar idea when think about being next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And look at this Sahabi, another Sahabi. Wal hadith fi sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was showing the nations on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And there was two messengers or two prophets who had a small group of followers. There was one prophet who had no followers. And I saw a great number of people. So I said to the angel, Are these my ummah? And the angel replied, No. These are the followers of Musa alayhi salam. But انظر إلى الأفق. But look up. So he looked. Another narration said, Look to your left, look to your right, look all over. This is your companion, this is your nation. With them is 70,000 that will enter Jannah with no hisab, with no reckoning. 70,000. And then he got up and he left. The Sahaba said among themselves, those 70,000 must be people who were born into this deen, never worship anyone other than Allah. Others they say, no. Those 70,000 from us, we fought against the mushrikeen. We gave everything for the sake of Allah. And they saw they have argument among themselves in a peaceful way. And then he came out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba is still in that heated debate in a most gentle way. So he said, what is wrong with you? What is the matter? Ya Rasulullah, describe to us who are these people. And then the Messenger of Allah gave the description of those people. And one of them, he just got up and jumped. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Ask Allah to make me one of them. Look at the Sahabi. And this is Ukash. Oh Allah, make me among those 70,000 who would enter Jannah with no hisab, no reckoning. No book will be open for them. They will come on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and their name is on the list. They have the reservation. As soon as they walk in, they will be allowed to go to Jannah. No hisab. Illa al-Arab. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Look at the mentality of the Sahaba. And look at the mentality of those people. And you know, ya ikhwati fi Allah, the hadith of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, when the Messenger of Allah said, if one of you gives anything for the sake of Allah, a caller will call and say, Ya Abdullah, hada khayr, O servant of Allah, this is good for you. O servant of Allah, if you give 2 pounds, if you give sadaqah, then a caller will call from above. I will say to you, you did well. And then the Messenger of Allah said, so if you were from the people of sadaqah, your name will be called from the gate of sadaqah. If you are from the people of Salah, your name will be called from the gate of Salah. If you are from the people of Jihad, your name will be called from the gate of Jihad. If you are from the people of Fasting, your name will be called from the gate of Rayyan. And then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he says, radiyallahu anhu, Ya Rasulullah, if anyone's name is called from any of these gates, there are no harm. There is no harm upon that person. However, is there a person that his name can be called from all of these gates? The Messenger of Allah said, yes, and I hope you're going to be one of them. Now look at the mentality and the aim of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. If his name was called only from the gate of Salah, would be enough. But he wants his name to be called from 8 different gates. It's not like you're going to enter from all different 8 gates. Why? Because he aimed high. Why? Because he won the best. And that's why Umar ibn Khattab used to say, radiyallahu anhu, used to say, قَالَ جَعَلْهِمْ لَا تُصَغِرَنَّ هِمَّتَكَ He said, do not lower your expectation. Do not lower, do not say, Alhamdulillah, I finished this, Alhamdulillah. He said, no. قَالَ فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَرَى أَقْعَدَ لِلرَّجُلِ He said, I have never seen anything that is more harmful for men than having lower expectation on himself. And Ibn al-Qayyim used to say, لَبُدَّ لِسَانِكَ, it is necessary for a person who is marching towards Allah, him تُصَيِّرُ وَتُرَقِيهِ, he has to have high aspiration, high ambition, that will direct him, that will elevate him, وَعِلْمٌ يَهْدِي, and a knowledge that will guide him. And a knowledge that will guide him. So as a mu'min, ya ikhwati fillah, do not limit yourself. It is so sad, ya ikhwati fillah, that when you see the condition of the ummah, if I take off my hat and I flip it, I may see it saying made in China. If I flip the carpet, it may say made in China. If I flip the color of my thobe or your shirt, it may say made in China, made in UK, made in all other places except Muslim country. It's so sad that from Kufi to our sandals, it's meant they're all manufactured elsewhere. They all made it by other people. I was so sad to see that even people, non-Muslim, they made wudu stations for Muslims. They made the masbaha that some people use for them. We consume, ya ikhwati fillah. We don't produce. We always like to consume. You know, that's sad. That is so sad. Ummah, 1.7 billion according to CIA. All of them expecting others to provide for them. To help them. To give them. SubhanAllah, what is wrong with the Muslims? Why are we so dependent on others? It's because we don't expect anything from ourselves. It's because we like to rely and lean on others. It's because we have no high aspiration. We always aim low. You see young people in the masjid, putting their kufis, a short thobe, neglecting his education, neglecting everything, and he say, I want to be a student of knowledge. And in reality, he's just hiding from the reality of this world. And that's sad. No. You are from Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No. You are the chosen one. Kuntum khayra ummah ukhrijat linnas. Allah has given you the title, the status, the position. All you need is step up and let us revive the legacy of our fathers. Let us revive the deen of Islam. Let us raise our head. Let us say we are Muslims living by Islam with dignity. Because your fathers, your great-grandfathers were people of dignity. Ikhwati fillah, if you can only remember one thing from this khutbah, remember the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we repeat every after every adhan, Allahumma tihil wasilata wal fadila. One place for one man, and he wanted that place to show us that we want to be the first, and we should be the first, and we must be the first, otherwise we're all going to be followers, and because of that we will never achieve much from this dunya and akhirah. ونسأل الله العفو والعافية. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم وأقم الصلاة يرحمني يرحمك.